It's a dedication to Vaughn Deal, who passed away at the age of 70 this past week. And who was Vaughn Deal? Well, he was a very good friend of mine, and he was a very good friend of many people here in our area. In fact, it seems like he knew everybody in the area at some point. And this is what I wrote on Facebook, if you didn't see it. He was one of a kind, an incredible supporter of local music and of music in general. He so enjoyed providing a platform for artists to express themselves. He helped put their music out there. He was like an encyclopedia of Americana music, and boy, did he love Austin and the musicians that played there. When he and the rest of Susie Ray Vaughan, his trio, performed, it was such a special event, so much fun. We will sorely miss you, Vaughn. I just know wherever you are, you're organizing the best open mic ever. Thank you for all you have done for our local music community. We will not forget you. Here now is Vaughn Deal and the rest of Susie Ray Vaughan here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time, and on your digital radio, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show. We got a dandy for you here this morning, as we welcome Susie Ray Vaughan to our studio for the very first time. How are you guys this morning?
Oh, we're doing just lovely. Wonderful. Just everything's great. Lovely. Lovely. I love what you've done with the place.
Lovely.
Well, don't all talk at once.
Okay, we won't.
Okay, no, we won't talk. We'll just take our turns, okay? That's okay with you.
Be democratic with that. Okay.
As you can tell, we're going to have a great time here this morning. Well, before we get to talking, and hopefully not all at the same time, what would you like to play for us first?
We're going to do a song by Tom Waits called Come On Up to the House.
Oh, okay. Great. Here is Susie Ray Vaughan here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Come on up to the house, yeah.
inside of you. Come on up to the house. Well, you're high on top of the mountain. Whoa, come on up to the house. And you know you should surrender, but you can't let go. Come on up to the house. We got to come on up to the house. The world is not my home, I'm just passing through. Come on up to the house. Yeah, you got to come on up to the house. Come on up to the house. The world is not my home, I'm just passing through.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Susie Ray Vaughn. I'm just happy we got through that one.
I'll take the blame.
That was great. Thanks a lot for coming in here today. Susie Ray Vaughn at Sue Ann Doyer, Ray Bruce, and Vaughn Deal. It's great to have you guys. How are you feeling today?
Awesome.
Wonderful. It's nice Life to be here good. Back again.
Back again, yes. This is we might explain that Sue Ann and Vaughn have been on the show here before, but this is the first time Ray has been on the show. Ray, how does it feel so far?
Okay. It's early. It's early. I don't know what we're going to do next, but I tell you what, Sunday morning coming down actually feels more appropriate. we'll do the best we can here.
How long have you guys been together? It's been like years, right? Years and years.
We first got together just to play a 45-minute set at Bay Days. Mm-hmm. And we asked Ray to come out of retirement to be our lead guitar player, and he said okay. And after we did the set, he said, I wouldn't mind doing this some more. And that was 18 years ago.
Wow. And then you recently kind of broke up for a little while. This is like the first time you guys have... Well, maybe the second or third time you guys have played since that breakup?
Oh, we've had several reunion gigs. I moved to Austin going on 3 years ago for just a trial, and it didn't work out. I missed all my people too bad, so I'm back.
Okay, well, it's good to have you back, of course. And Vaughn, we might mention that you and Sue Ann are hosts of many open mics. Like up on the peninsula, why don't you explain those to
us? Well, we're doing four right now. Sue Ann is helping me out with three of them. We play every Monday at Hilton Tavern in Newport News. Mm-hmm. And Tuesdays right down the street from there at Cozzy's Comedy Club. There's nothing funny about open mic.
Right.
And that's a real nice venue there. Wednesday nights, I'm at Goody's Deli and Pub, where I've been for I don't know how many years now. And Thursday, we're at Chris Jacobson's place up in Phoebus.
And Chris is here in our studio audience, by the way.
Victorian Tea Station.
Or yeah. The Big Pink, as we call it, mm-hmm. until we hear from Robbie Robertson's lawyers.
Well, congratulations on winning the Beer Award last year.
Thank you. Awesome. That was really nice. We're glad that people voted for us. And vote for us again this year.
For the best open mic.
Right.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Well, that was cool. You know, how do you run these open mics? Do you solicit ahead of time who's going to play, or can you just come?
You show up in the door, you sign your name on the list. Unless you're there way before 10 minutes to closing time, you're going to play that night.
Mm-hmm.
I adjust the amount of time everyone gets by how many people are there, so everyone gets a chance to play.
I'm sorry.
That's the beauty of it. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
Exactly. And like we saw you last night at the Emerging Artist Contest show, mm-hmm. the with Logan Lehman, and seven of last year's entries have been at Victorian Tea Station to play at open mic.
Yeah. Well, it is really interesting. I mean, I was discussing this last night, as long as we were brought up last night, with someone, just how, I don't know, how together the peninsula is as far as music is concerned, as opposed to the South Side. I mean, the South Side has its sound and everything, but it seems like on the peninsula there's more blues, there's more acoustic music happening, more of these open mics. How, Do you have any reason for that?
Just lucky, I guess.
Everyone is settled up on the peninsula. They don't want to come across the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel.
Well, there's something about that big ditch that people, it scares people sometimes.
Well, what else would you like to play for us here?
This is like a Lou Reed song, one of the more familiar ones. And
until we play it.
I still like the original version, but this version kind of grew on us. So
this has a little bit of a story behind it. How you wrote it? Why don't you tell that a little bit?
I was changing the strings on my guitar one day, and in the process of trying to get it in tune, the bottom three strings hit a interesting sounding chord.
Mm-hmm.
The guitar was still completely out of tune, but it made that nice little chord, and I started working with it, and that chord that it accidentally hit was this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of turned into.
Here's Susie Ray Vaughan here on Hunter at Sunrise.
This song goes out to Mark Hopkins.
Other people, they gotta work.
lies just full of dirt. No, the ladies never really faint. Villains roll their eyes. Children are the only ones to blush. That life is just to die. But anyone who ever had a heart, why would they want to go and break it? Anyone who ever played their part, why would they want to turn around and hate it?
That was awesome. That was very nice. Very nice.
I told you it's a little different.
Well, you guys, we're talking with Susie Ray Vaughan, by the way. You're kind of famous for that, aren't you? Doing unusual covers.
I would say a little bit, yeah. And one of the reasons we did unusual covers, things that B sides and things people weren't familiar with, is you can't tell when we mess them up.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no matter what comes out, that's the way it was supposed
especially
to
be. Especially if we do them the way we do them. Yeah.
What got interesting over the years was that people would come up and request those obscure songs, and that makes you feel real good.
Well, do you remember how you did them when
yeah,
they
mostly
do that?
Oh, yeah. We had a song list of over 150 songs that we could just about pretty much pull up at any time. Mm. So
mm-hmm.
we were kind of sticklers about getting together to rehearse.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like every time I've ever seen you, you do a different set every time. Is that what you're trying to do?
Interested.
That's called memory failure.
Yeah, it keeps us guessing.
Well, now that you've done this radio broadcast, you think you're going to do more gigs? I know you haven't been doing that many.
Lately it has been really hard for me to play a long time due to physical problems with my wrist from a motorcycle wreck.
Oh, my.
Many years ago. So, you know, I don't know.
You don't know?
Don't know. Guest appearances. We'll come back next Sunday if you like.
You know, I just might take you up on that. So right now we don't have a guest for next Sunday. We're trying to figure one out. But you're welcome to come here again. At some point.
That sounds like a plan.
That sounds like a plan. What else would you like to play for us here?
Okay, we're going to do one by one of my favorite songwriters who happens to have a new CD coming out next month, James McMurtry.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky enough, I get to see him whenever I go to Austin at the Continental Club.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of my favorite songwriters these days. This is one of his songs, title track from his Childish Things album.
Great. Here is Susie Ray Vaughan here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Aunt Clara kept her Bible right next to the phone in case she needed a quote while she talked to someone. In my memory she smiles while the blessing is said, and visions of freeze tag dance in my head. She says I'll grow up big if I eat all my roast. I'll still believe in heaven, but I won't believe in ghosts anymore. I'll put away childish things. I'll put away childish things. Every other weekend,
at the age of 13 with my fishing pole and my field and stream. Riding back home on a trailways bus, I looked out the window till I saw too much, and I called my parents by their own first names. I played in the alley, but I didn't play the game anymore. I put away childish things. I put away childish things. The wolves howl all night long. They won't stop and they won't go home. Beneath my window they run. Probably it'll be alright if I keep it all locked up tight and wait till daylight comes. Like a house on fire, he'll never burn out, he'll never retire. When I remember when I used to think like that, when I was young and the world was flat. But I'm 60 some years old and man, I don't care. All I want now is just a comfortable chair and to sell all my stock and live on the coast. I don't believe in heaven, but I still believe in ghosts. I put away childish things. 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 The wolves howl all night long. They won't stop and they won't go home. Beneath my window they run. Probably it'll be alright if I keep it all locked up tight and wait till daylight comes. If I wait till daylight comes.
At Sunrise.
Thank you, Des.
Susie Ray Vaughan here on a Sunday morning. I'll tell you, I knew this was going to be special, and it has been special. Thank you so much for coming in here today.
Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you.
It was a good time.
It was a lot of fun. We need to have some fun on a Sunday morning, especially in the new year.
Let's go to your house after this. Okay?
I said fun. That's not fun. Now, Susie Ray Vaughan here on Hunter at Sunrise. You'll have to come back again sometime soon.
We'll be happy to.
Excellent. And unfortunately, that did not happen, but that was our session for today, our tribute to Vaughan Deal. It's not quite over yet. It's been brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare profession. You can check out their ad at Hunter at Sunrise. And you know, I happen to know that Vaughan, every Sunday morning, sat at his computer in these latter days and listened to this show. And I look forward to hearing his critiques of the show. He often had comments about the artists that I had on, or sometimes he just commented on Facebook, "Good show." I'm going to miss that. I'm really going to miss that. Now I'm going to, before I say that, the playlist for this show will be up on the website, hunteratsunrise.com, as soon as I get home and I can load it up there. Also, this show will be on demand starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So if you missed any of it and you want to go back, you can listen to it all again. It's up there 24/7, so check that out at hunteratsunrise.com. I am going to leave you today with another Vaughn Deal song, and actually this is a cover of a Mandolin Orange song. He did this in another session that we did, one that he did with Ray Bruce playing the guitar, and that's what I thought we'd end with today. It's called Waltz About Whiskey. You guys have a good day. You've been listening to Hunter at Sunrise here on 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio Norfolk, Virginia, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Once the getting was good, but now the getting's got gone. I'm going downtown just to tie one on. I'm oak aged and sour. I'm going down by the hour, and I'm as blue as the night is long. So won't someone dance with me to a waltz about whiskey, and turn these sad songs to lullabies? I don't need much of nothing except for all your loving, and a waltz about whiskey on ice. 3-4, right? One quarter should do, number A32, a little truth from the jukebox should make it all right. And as the booze sets in, I'm getting high again to a waltz about whiskey on ice. So won't someone dance with me to a waltz about whiskey, and turn these sad songs to lullabies? I don't need much of nothing except for all your loving, and a waltz about whiskey on ice. I remember the night she sat down beside me. She cried love was a ring that won't end. Well, I was handed a lie. Now the only thing I know of a ring is the circle my glass leaves behind. Won't someone dance with me to waltz about whiskey, and turn these sad songs to lullabies? I don't need much of nothing except for all your loving, and a waltz about whiskey.